Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango, and sponsored by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, fashion, cooking, outdoor living, and so much more. Now, let's bring on the hosts. Here's Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango.
Well, hello and good morning and welcome to Home Sweet Home. We're back after a beautiful Mother's Day and the weather was just wonderful. I'm Leslie Lovell, your host, and beside me is Eva Mango, our co-host. And I want to say, before we get into the show, a special thanks to Linda Piana, who wrote our theme song and who's also our piano coach. And you can reach her at lindapiana@clear.net. if you'd like to get some lessons or you need a song written for your company to go along with your logo. Laura, our resident test kitchen chef, is also here today, and she has a lot to tell you because we cooked Mother's Day dinner together for our cousins and our mommies and all these great ladies that are in our lives. So she's got a really big report today on the table setting, and believe me, we were all over town looking for items to use, right, Laura?
Oh, it was awesome. I know. I had the best day ever.
I know. So good morning, Eva. And Eva's going to do a little report on some happenings in town right now.
Yeah, hi, Les.
Hi.
Good morning, everyone. Okay, well, we have some interesting things that are coming up. There is the Foodies America's Premier Taste of Home magazine is sponsoring an event. It's called Home Sweet Home. It's called the Taste of Home magazine. And also Home Sweet Home will have a booth representing our show on for KLAV. And please stop by and say hello. It's on May 26th at Cashman Field. And from what I understand, tickets are on sale now. They're about $15 each.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an interesting article about a beauty pageant for seniors, for all those beautiful senior women out there. If you're interested, you can enter the Miss Senior Nevada pageant. You can enter at, there is a website. It's called MSSRNVLasVegas@AOL.com. Or you can visit the website at www.missseniornevada.com. Also, there's also a number you can call. It would be 702-458-9899. And that event, I guess, is supposed to be scheduled for August 20th and 21st, also 22nd, 2012. Then at the Smith Center, they're also have some really interesting entertainers coming up. Their tickets start at about $24. There is Las Vegas Contemporary Dance Theater. They're going to be celebrating their 5-year anniversary, so ticket sales are starting for that. And I believe that show is going to be May 29th at 7:30 p.m. So if you're interested in checking out the new Smith Center, you might want to go down there and see that.
Okay,
Back to you, Les.
Thank you for that report of what's happening in town this week. I guess this coming week with the Taste of Home cooking show, that's coming up first next weekend.
Right.
So, and then that pageant is not until August, but I think you probably have to really register right now. I hope it's not too late for that registration. And the Smith Center, of course, ongoing, right, Eva?
Yes.
Ongoing. There's so much stuff going on there. I have a little report that I found in Better Homes and Gardens 2012 June edition about turning a new leaf. And we should post these pictures on Facebook after the show because they're great. They are beautiful settings of bedrooms that you can make really gorgeous by just adding some colorful throw pillows and painting your walls. And they show kind of the color of my sweater today, which is a chartreuse green on the walls, and it's in two-tone. with a light green chartreuse on top and then a darker green on the bottom of the wall. Mm-hmm. And where they change the paint color is kind of like mid-wall. And I always put a little molding on there. I don't like the just clean lines of paint. It's really hard to get straight lines of paint, especially on our very rough orange peel walls out here. We don't have really smooth walls to paint on. But these colors are just so pretty. And then they picked out kind of a pink and yellow and green throw pillow for the bed, as well as very crisp white linens with a very thin chartreuse color trim on the pillows that mm-hmm. looks like it's embroidered on there. Very plain headboard, though. It's real modern, dark wood, but it looks great. And then on the other side of the room, they did a little white wing chair, which is a little bit of traditional stuck in there.
I love
showing
that.
The girls in the studio, yep. And they put a little kind of a mixed table. It's kind of eclectic, a little white table and a white lamp with a great shade on it with a big floral that's in that chartreuse and white color. So what a great look. It's just so pretty. And then the most exciting part, I think, they did in this room was the curtains. They did a white fabric kind of like 3/4 of the way down the window, and then on the bottom of the curtain they sewed on a big beautiful chartreuse and white print, mm-hmm. which really gives the curtains a great look, and then a bamboo roll up on the window underneath, which is a really pretty look.
Mm-hmm. That kind of makes it pop, that little bamboo thing in
well
the back.
Yeah, and yeah. What I love about this look is for Las Vegas, you know, we live in such a hot climate that when you use these bright, beautiful, light, airy colors, they really bring up the beauty in your room, and they make, you know, they just make you feel happy and alive and mm-hmm. sunny. And I just hate when you come into a room and it's morose and dark and, you know, you just go, oh, ooh. God. But, yeah, and it doesn't go with our climate because we live inside outside. So most of the time, especially our family, we eat outside a lot when the weather's nice. We either grill or sit by the pool or whatever we do. And I'm sure a lot of you guys out there do the same thing. So I think this airy look is so perfect for us. What I also want to add to this is that, have you girls heard of sisal mat or sisal flooring?
No, it sounds interesting.
Okay, Marion has because she worked with me all these years, and she's in the studio, our cousin Marion, today. But sisal mat or sisal flooring is actually a rattan straw kind of thing, mm-hmm. if I can explain it to you that way, and it's woven. And it's not hard on your feet. When they first came out with sisal, it used to be really rough on your feet, and you could feel like that straw coming up and kind of pinching you. Mm-hmm. Well, now they weave it so tightly and so beautifully that when you walk on it, it's like paradise. And then they trim it with fabric or colors or skins of animals or as a border. So it is the most beautiful thing. So instead of using carpet, area rug carpet on your tile or your wood floors out here, you can use sisal. And then you could, you know, have it with the trim around it to match your room. What a beautiful idea. And there's a lot of companies that carry it. I carry a few companies that have it. And my clients like it. And you can also use it outside, which is great. It can get wet, which is awesome because it dries. It's straw. And so it's a wonderful product. So do you want me to talk about tomato use, or you want to go on to something else, Eva?
No, I think you should while we're on the subject.
Well, I found this also in, I read tons of design magazines. I mean, that's my life. I have them in my hands all the time. You can ask anybody who knows me. There's so much stuff in my house in magazines, it's ridiculous. But I find out a lot of stuff in there, and I read pretty fast. And this morning I saw an article in the Better Homes and Gardens June 2012 issue about tomato hues. Uh-huh. And it just reminded me of the tomato sauce we ate Sunday. So
that's beautiful. It's
the
like orange and dark red and kind of a yellow. Very pretty.
Yeah, the reds. And I thought, well, wow, I am not afraid of red. I love red. I think red is amazing. I wore red lipstick today because red's coming back, and it goes great with chartreuse. So, but
you look hot, baby.
Thanks. I'm not trying, but good. But anyway, what I wanted to say was these tomatoey colors are just stunning. And I like one drama wall in the dining room with tomato on it and maybe a huge, gorgeous mirror on top of it. It just looks so hot. Just be careful not to use a white mirror on a red wall because it looks like Santa's coming. You know what I mean? It doesn't look good. So stick to like a darker finish or a rustic finish or whatever. But some of these colors you can get at Glidden at Walmart. And Behr products and Valspar products. Behr products are Home Depot, and Valspar is Lowe's. So most of these colors are available locally. If you want to know more about these beautiful tomato hues, we're going to post it on Facebook, and you'll see the whole color page from Better Homes and Gardens magazine. So we're going to have Eva and I guess Eva do that, right, Eva, for Facebook? We'll post them eventually?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so the next thing, what are we going to talk about next, Eva?
Well, let's see. I saw an interesting article about Kentucky Fried Genius.
Okay.
And
the Colonel?
Yeah, it seems to be kind of interesting.
I think I have to pull that. Yeah, I saw
what
that.
What do you know about that, Les?
Well, I'm looking for... Oh, here he is. Here's Uncle Sanders here. Okay. Well, he's got these interesting things that he did in his life.
Finger looking good.
Yeah, finger looking good, right?
Finger
you know, I used to eat that stuff when I was young, but I can't eat it anymore because I cook my own chicken now, and like, ew. It seems like, I don't know, I like it, but I
try to stay away from the fried stuff.
I'm trying to stay away from it. I mean, I try to bake my chicken, but once in a while we got to cheat a little bit, and this is mm-hmm. a great cheat thing to do. You know, maybe go up the mountains and pack a picnic lunch and take Kentucky Fried with us. The Kentucky Fried Genius, he says, one, try at least a dozen jobs before starting your business at age 65. So
okay.
Mr. Sanders started his job at age 65.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
We thought we were, you know, I thought
that's
I was
amazing.
Pushing it. But you know what? This guy, I mean, you got to give somebody credit that starts a new career at 65 years old.
Mm-hmm. What was he doing prior?
God only knows.
I like the second
one. Oh, here
one.
It is. Ferry boat owner, trial mm-hmm. lawyer, and innkeeper. Maybe. I don't know. Looks like that was. Mm-hmm. But go ahead. Do two, Eva.
Okay, the second one. I like this one. It says, find an Italian-American tailor to make you a double-breasted white suit, wear nothing else in public for 20 years.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I'm going to be wearing that, but
oh my
it's
God.
Pretty cute.
I know. I think it's adorable. And why Italian-American?
I don't know. Maybe the Italians, you know, they make the best suits. What do you know? I
one
don't
of
know.
Our uncles was a
I
tailor.
Love men in an Italian suit.
I love Italian men.
I guess.
I love Italian men. So.
Yeah, we love Italian men in Italian suits. All right, so that's good. All right, so number three. Go ahead, Eva. Take that one, too.
Develop a recipe including herbs and spices and keep the only copy in a 770-pound safe in Louisville, Kentucky.
I love that. Do you remember that episode of Seinfeld with the soup Nazi, and he had the
no soup for you.
Yeah, no soup for you. And the recipe yeah. was in an armoire that Elaine wound up with.
Yeah, that was hysterical.
Remember he cut her off from soup, and then she found the recipe, all the recipes?
Yep, yep.
And she held it over his head. Love that. That was so funny.
Meanwhile, the people are standing in line, and he would only serve
no
certain
soup for you.
People. I guess we're dating ourselves, but that
we
was
are.
A funny
I
one.
I have no idea what you guys
it's
are talking about.
It's a classic. I know. I'm so
anyone
sorry.
Anyone out there who remembers that, just... Yeah,
we'll have to find that
you'll
episode.
Have to laugh
for you.
With
you'll laugh your you know what off.
Okay, here's the next okay. one. I like this one. Go ahead. Les, you want to do number four?
Oh, sure. Drive a pale pink 57 Cadillac and or a gold Rolls Royce, preferably with your face painted on the side.
I'll take both.
That's hysterical.
That's hilarious. Oh, okay, we goodness. Should do that. We should put our faces
we
on our
We need
cars.
A pink Cadillac with our faces painted
oh,
on the side.
My
Big
KLAV,
home sweet home. Listen to Wednesday at 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay, this is real funny. You got to say this good, Eva. Do five.
Oh, my God. This is kind of a tongue twister. I don't
do
know if I'm going
to
get it.
Do you want me to do it?
Let me try it. If any rabble-rousing rivals... Whew, that was hard. Try to paint over your billboards, shoot them, but aim for the shoulder. Okay.
He was a crazy old dude, wasn't he? Oh, God, but a
okay,
rich
so that's
dude.
From the Kentucky Fried Genius.
That is so
that
adorable.
Was very good. That was actually an article written by Rachel Sanders.
Sanders. Oh, yeah, that was in Bon Appetit magazine, May 2012.
Very good.
That was
yeah.
a good one. That was funny. I want to cut up this cake that I made. It's called a sugar loaf from Bon Appetit magazine. I keep calling it bread, and my cousin keeps
that
going,
looks,
it's
that
a
looks
cake.
Really yummy. It
it's
really
a
does.
Cake. It's a bund cake. But it's not really a bund, no.
No, it's like a but loaf cake.
Yeah, it's yeah. a loaf cake, and it's a pound cake. But we're going to cut it up while Eva does something on social media. You want to do that?
I can't wait to try it.
Okay, sure. Social media. Of course, we would like to invite everyone, all our listeners out there, to visit our Facebook at Home Sweet Home Radio. And look there. We're going to be posting, you know, topics that we talk about today on the show, including beautiful photographs of whatever dishes that our test chef Laura Lash makes for us. And we just love to hear from you. We want to also invite everyone to like our page, since we're just now spinning it up, and we want to get your feedback on it. Also, we have our sunset contest, which is still going on, so we're going to be doing that until the end of the month. It'll be ending May 31st, so there's still a few more weeks left until the contest ends. So please send your photos as JPEGs to our email address, and that is homesweethomeradio, all one word, .1@gmail.com. And also, there is a link on the webpage to send us email at klav.com. If you go to programs and then Home Sweet Home, you could also click on the link to enter. And we are looking forward to selecting a winner. Only amateurs, though. We don't want to have any competition with professionals. So even though we love their professional photos, we're only taking amateur photos for this one. The winner will get a beautiful gift basket from Williams Sonoma with barbecue goodies inside. And photographs are going to be judged by a professional photographer. So we're excited, and we can't wait to get that selected. The winner will be posted on the Facebook page. And so get your photos out there. We love to see them.
Am I on?
And back to you, Les.
Okay, I'm going to talk about this this sugar loaf. So anyway, would you guys taste it for just a second with the little... I put this jam on it this morning. It's called White Rose Tea Huckleberry Jam.
Okay, tasty. Okay.
Is it good?
It's moist.
Isn't
very moist.
Isn't it yum? Mm-hmm. Okay, let me tell you what's in it, because this is odd. It's got yogurt in it.
So it seems like there's lemon in it.
Yeah, well, there is. Lemon zest.
It's kind of lemony, yeah.
Yeah, it's got lemon zest. But you know what I loved about it? We had made a recipe, Laura and I, with a yogurt dip last week. You want? Irma's taking a picture for us. It's so pretty. But we made a recipe last week, Laura, right, with a yogurt dip for vegetables and fingerling potatoes.
It was amazing.
Now, we had all this plain yogurt left over, so I was looking for recipes with plain yogurt, and I found this sugar loaf in Eva's Bon Appetit magazine, and I said, you know what, let's just give it a roll, see how it tastes. And last night, believe it or not, I was so tired, but I said, I'm going to make this sugar loaf, because I promised my cousin Laura that I would do it, so here it is.
Yeah, you know, it tastes almost like a traditional pound cake, kind of really moist like that, yep. But it has a little twang, a little twist of lemon, lemon taste. It's really refreshing, yeah. Very nice.
And it does, I won't tell you everything, but it does have Greek yogurt in it, and eggs, vanilla extract, and lemon zest, which really makes it good. So we can post this also. This is your magazine too, Eva.
I think it would also make a great muffin.
Wouldn't it make a great... Oh, I didn't think
I
of that.
That would be good, yeah.
You always make those little tiny
I love
muffins.
Making cupcakes and muffins.
Those are so
I'm
good.
Obsessed.
Aren't they great? Well, let's take a little break, because we girls have been talking here for 20 minutes, and we need to give the audience a little break and listen to. So this is Leslie Lovell with Eva Mango and Laura Lash, and we're going to sign out for a minute, and we'll be right back with Home Sweet Home.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395. There's no place like home. This is Home Sweet Home. Here again, your hosts, Leslie and Eva.
Hi, we're back. You're listening to Home Sweet Home on KLAV Talk Radio. And I've got a couple of call-in numbers for you people out there today. We're talking about so many different things. I mean, if you have anything to talk about, please call in. We're at 731-1230 locally. And if you're out of town calling in, we're at 866-820-5. 552, what is that last number there?
8. 5528.
The mic was in the way. Okay, so please call in if you have a question. We'd love to hear from you. And I'm going to introduce Laura because she wants to talk about what we did for Mother's Day, and it's a lot. So, and it's wonderful. So let's talk about it, Laura. Go for it.
Well, this week we had a rustic Italian theme for our tablescape and our food items. We chose to make Leslie's grandmother's meatballs, which were hands down the best meatballs I have ever had in my life.
They were so good.
Yes. We also made her family sauce.
Yeah.
And it was really fun, you know, testing that out and getting the exact measurements of what it is, because she's been so used to eyeballing it for the past, you know, 15
Forever.
Years.
Oh, please. I wish it was 15. It's like 100.
You don't want to admit that. Never admit that.
Since I can't remember.
Right. Since I can't remember.
It was wonderful.
So, Laura, you could tell a little bit about how we figured the spices to go in there, since I just usually put them in the pot.
Well, since she eyeballs it, what we did was we came up with the idea to put a plate over the pot, and she could just pretend that she was pouring it on to the sauce, and we would measure each
portion,
as we went.
You know, that's what Italians do. We throw it in there. These recipes have been passed down from our, you know, grandmas and mothers, and you know, back in the day, they didn't measure anything. I know my father was a great cook, and what he used to like to do was give me recipes, and he'd say, oh, you put a dash of this and a pinch of that
and a little bit of this.
And a little bit of that. It's really kind of hard to recreate the recipes, but what trying to teach our younger daughters and sons to cook, and measuring is good, but you know, it's hard.
But Laura came up with that idea of putting the plate on top of the pot, because I just look at the pot and I grab the basil or the oregano or the parsley and I just shake, and then we took it off the plate, each ingredient, and we put it into the teaspoon or the tablespoon or whatever. Mm-hmm. So now we have a precise, which I never had before. I never had a copy of that, so I'm really happy to have that.
Well,
you know.
So tell us about how you did the sauce there, Laura.
Well, I was surprised. We cooked it for about 3.5 hours, and we added sausage to it and let that cook. And then when that was done, we actually took the sausage out of the sauce, so that way the sausage could be served separate for people who don't like meat and whatnot.
Right. And that way it doesn't suck up all the juice.
Yeah, we just cook it in the sausage
the gravy.
For a while.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And then get the flavor right.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, I mean, the sauce is just so amazing. I also feel that it would make an amazing pizza sauce.
Yes.
So definitely go to our Facebook page. I have it all typed up on the page, ready to go. And maybe try it out for pizza and call us and let us know how
it
was.
Yeah, that would be great. And talk about the dessert we found.
Oh, my gosh. The dessert is to die for.
Wait a minute.
What?
I think you guys need to finish with the meatballs before
you
go into dessert.
Oh, yeah, Laura. Go ahead. Do the meatballs.
Well, the one thing I learned about meatballs is you might want to leave your eggs at room temperature before you mix it in with the meat. Otherwise, your bones and your hands are just freezing.
That's true.
I've done that
before.
It's
not
fun.
Right.
Very, very smart. Very good tip.
Good tip.
Also, while making your meatballs, you have to roll them around for about 30 seconds in your hand, because if you don't, it falls apart when it gets in the pan while it's cooking. So that's very important to make sure that meatball is solid.
Right. And the myth about, you know, meatballs is that you add all this crazy stuff to it, and it's the simplest recipe ever, isn't it?
Well, it's actually just about the same as your sauce minus the tomatoes.
Yeah, it's so simple. You know, people think that in tomato sauce you need paste. We don't do that. You need sugar. We don't do that. You need peppers and onions. We don't do that. That's not a traditional Italian spaghetti sauce. You know, when you start adding things, it becomes something else. But I always found that sticking to the basics. And when you see the ingredients of this, please give it a shot, because I'm telling you guys, it's like
you
the easiest thing.
Better.
Yeah,
you're giving away grandma's recipes.
I know, but
you
I'm
know
cool
what?
With that.
People are not going to believe that this
has
is
to
not
try
coming out
thing.
Of a jar.
Yeah,
I mean, and. You know, young women and men out there, you should not be intimidated to try to make your own spaghetti sauce.
Never.
Because especially with this recipe, you're going to love it. It tastes terrific.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Laura did a wonderful job. We were just, like, so excited. Our mouth was just watering.
I love that we've passed it down, because the kids in the family really need to have these traditions, and when they have a Sunday dinner or they have a holiday, won't it be nice that Laura can now serve her friends and family a traditional spaghetti sauce from our families? I mean, I think that's wonderful.
So it took, all in all, how long did it take to do the sauce? I mean, come from start to finish, how much time?
Well, we actually chose to do the sauce the night before, so that way we weren't rushing.
Mm-hmm.
We did our table setting the night before also.
Mm-hmm.
It was several hours.
Okay, but for cooking the sauce all
together. About three and a half hours. And you could tell, I kept telling Laura, look at the consistency of the sauce and see when it's thickening. You don't want it too thick, you know, but
you
stir. You know, we stir it every 15, 20 minutes. You have to watch it. I mean, you can't just walk away and let it boil.
Right.
And if you see the gas is too high and it's boiling, you know, lower the gas.
Yeah.
Don't cook so fast.
Put it on simmer.
Yeah.
Good.
So anything else you want to say about the meatballs?
No, she's got dessert. That dessert.
No, before the meatballs
was
over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to do your dessert?
Actually, for dessert, we had gelato. We had to keep it Italian. We had Caribbean coconut gelato by...
Talenti.
It's available
at
Smith's.
And Vons.
Vons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is to die for. It's heaven.
Oh, God.
It was wonderful.
Everybody has to go out and buy some.
I can't buy that stuff and put it in the house, though.
I can't either.
Oh, danger.
Yes.
But we remember those little hazelnut, this little mini hazelnut chocolate biscotti that we found at Trader Joe's that we bought, and we stuck those in there. Marion and I had found those a few weeks before, and we stuck those in the ice cream on the in the little dessert dish.
And we also served it with a lemon liqueur.
Oh, limoncello.
Oh, my goodness.
Limoncello.
One shot.
Yeah, one shot.
That's all it takes.
That was strong, but it was
especially
it was
if you've been drinking wine with dinner.
Yeah,
I know.
You ready for a nap? don't forget the almond cookie. That was really good. I love those.
Oh, yes. We also served the gelato with an almond cookie also.
Yeah, on the plate, right? Tell them about our tablescape. This was so pretty.
The tablescape was so beautiful. You can check it out on Facebook. We have it posted. We decided to actually use things we already had around the house, like, you know, the standard tableware that we normally use. And we just went to Hobby Lobby, and we found a beautiful birdhouse, and it actually had ended up matching the fresh mums that we purchased at Smith's.
Yep. They were gorgeous.
Which I thought were fake because they were so beautiful.
They are beautiful. They're doing well,
there is
by
a
the
trick
way.
To them.
Yeah. Laura knows the trick. Go, Laura.
Yeah. Actually, if you find that your plant that you bought for your table setting is looking a little bare, go ahead and feel free to go in your backyard and pick some, like, lemon leaves or anything that would make your plant look more lush, and go ahead and stick it in the dirt, and
nobody knows. It was so beautiful.
Wasn't it
the pictures are on Facebook. You got to check those out.
Well, you have to tell them how you put your what you decided to mount the moss on so it would look.
We also purchased at Hobby Lobby some fresh moss sort of thing. I think it was actually real moss.
It was.
It kind of freaked me out. I'm like, okay, where is this dirt actually coming from?
Yeah.
But what we did is at first I wanted to mount it on styrofoam for the table setting, but we decided that a manila folder cut up in, like, natural shapes.
It's like amoeba shapes. Yeah.
Like amoeba shapes. We cut actually one manila folder up into about three shapes, and I hot glued the moss onto it, and it actually was like a perfect puzzle piece.
Wasn't it? The way it just fit together.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we put those
little birds on it.
Oh, we also purchased some little like brass birds at Hobby Lobby. It was great. Like Hobby Lobby has the best prices.
Everything.
I mean, the store is so addicting. You go in there and you're just like, it's heaven.
Yeah.
For anybody who loves crafts or sewing,
painting,
pictures.
And tell them about the bird picture we created with the frame.
Well, when we had set the table, the Tuscan table setting up, we decided that it was missing something. We couldn't really figure it out. And Leslie came up with this beautiful, ornate, like circular,
brass frame.
And it actually looked like a bird's nest. And it had a picture of like family members in it. And we decided that, you know, a bird would go great in it. So we actually just took a book that was laying around the house, like a coffee table book. And we found a beautiful sparrow with its baby birds. And it was just perfect for Mother's Day. We just scanned it real quick, cut it out, put it in the frame, called it a day.
I know. I can't believe how we came out. But believe me, we spent some quality time on that table. Mm-hmm. I mean, we really
it was gorgeous.
Made it look like a magazine picture. And it does. And mm-hmm. anyone can do this. I mean, I know I've been doing it for years, but Laura and I are training together, and I'm helping her. She's already creative, but these are things I want younger people out there to know that they can do this stuff. You know, if you follow some of the directions on the website and on the Facebook page, you'll see that you can make these things and not to be afraid of them. That's why I've always loved Martha Stewart, because she gives you kind of step-by-step. If you buy her magazine, the Living magazine that she does, mm-hmm. I like that. You know, she gives you step-by-step, buy the glue gun and buy the glue sticks and do mm-hmm. this and do that. So it really helps you, you know, learn how to make crafts of your own. And there's nothing more beautiful instead of just buying one floral arrangement and sticking it on the table.
Yeah, dress
Anyone
it
can
up.
Do that.
Do something
well,
to
I like
it.
The fact that you use the natural, you know, fibers and even the chargers, they were like wicker. And it kind of gave it that warm feel. And, mm-hmm. of course, the birdhouse was just adorable.
They're so cute.
And the colors were beautiful. The pink on the birdhouse with the match, you know, kind of the complimentary to the mums were mm-hmm. awesome. And that was beautiful. And I really loved the, you know, I loved extra special was the fresh rosemary that you picked from the garden outside. And she put that in a mason jar with some water.
Yep.
And so, the fresh rosemary scent was there. And I also loved the candles. There was the little teacup
little
candles.
Tea lights.
Yeah, they were so just
cute.
Beautiful.
Aren't they cute?
It gave you that little sparkle and
yeah.
Everything was gorgeous, but the pictures are also gorgeous, and those are on Facebook. So please go to our Facebook at Home Sweet Home Radio at Facebook and check those out. And
that's great.
Laura, anything else that you want to add?
I mean, that pretty much sums it up for that.
There were a couple of recipes that you're going to try. I'm going to read them. That you're going to try in the next week or so, Laura.
Mango chicken and a lemon ice, which is actually really low calorie, and I got it out of a raw foods detox cookbook. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Make sure you tune in for that.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Everything
going to be delicious mango chicken wrapped, served with a low calorie dessert. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And
when
raw foods detox.
I'm
dessert.
Excited.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Good.
That.
So that's
that sounds good.
So
yeah, everything we've done so far has been delicious too. I mean, every single thing. So, you know, I think Laura is doing a great job. Did you have something else to add, Laura?
Well, yeah. I mean, we just want to, again, encourage everybody to get up off the couch, get in the kitchen, and start cooking.
That's right. And, you know, and
and
thank you for that report. That
was
a beautiful
Laura.
Report. I think, you know, thumbs up, Laura, for making that effort and taking us to another level with our tablescapes and all that good stuff.
Well, I mean, the kitchen is a great place to make memories with your families.
Yeah. Let's make some. Huh?
And I had an amazing time.
It's all made with love.
Love,
thank
love,
you,
love. It was
it
beautiful.
It was made with
it
love.
It actually made me cry a little bit when I walked in and I saw the table, how beautiful everything was. And it was like, Oh, I didn't have to do any of this, and it was so beautiful.
And you promised us you weren't going to work on Mother's Day, and I saw you with your darn computer. They were like, I have work to do. I'm like, no, it's Mother's Day.
She wasn't ranting and raving. I'm not doing nothing on Mother's Day. She walks in with a laptop. I'm like, okay.
Well, my daughter surprised me, She's tough. With a card from Send Out Cards, and it was a photograph that she had taken with me and her. With her cell phone, it turned out really cute.
Adorable.
I posted it as my profile on my Facebook page, but it was beautiful. It had a beautiful poem in there. It made me cry, and I guess I'm getting more sentimental with age. But
oh, please, I
actually
even make
loved
a
it so much. I put
it
in a frame. It was I have it at home. When you come over, Les, I'll share it with you. But it
I
was
started
beautiful.
Making
Thank
a
you,
toast,
Laura.
And I lost it, right?
Yeah,
because all the girl cousins were there, and we're four girl cousins. But you know, it gets to your heart when you make a toast like that and you have your family around and we're all alive and here and well and, you know, we're able to share these fabulous holidays together. I think it's great. I want to do a report for you on the governor's mansion in Maryland and talk a little bit about Small Business Saturday for you business people out there. But I do want to take a break, if that's okay, Irma. Could we just go to break for a minute so we can get our stuff together here? You're listening to Leslie Lovell, Eva Mango, Laura Lash, and we're at Home Sweet Home, KLAV Talk Radio in Las Vegas. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395.
This is Leslie Lovell
and Eva Mango,
hosts of Home Sweet Home. Listen to our show Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock Las Vegas time on KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be discussing interior design, fashion, cooking, your health, travel, outdoor living, and current events. We'll be hosting live guests from local Las Vegas businesses and entertainers. It's not just coffee talk.
Home is where you hang your hat when you're walking through your door. Home is where you put your feet up, kick your shoes off on the floor. Home is where you pull the shades as the sun sets in the west. Let's toast the life we're living and the place we love the best. Here's to home, sweet home, nothing better than home, sweet home. Can't wait to get home, sweet home, where you're the king of the castle, the lady of the house. Home's the shower where you sing.
Hi, we're back with Home Sweet Home, Leslie Lovell, Eva Mango, Laura Lash, and we're on KLAV Talk Radio in Las Vegas, and I have a couple call-in numbers for you if you want to call and talk to us about anything. I know some people were on hold last week, and we had a really busy week with candidate for Congressman Barry Michaels and also the Obama people. So it was a little bit crazy last week, and a few people didn't get to talk to us. But we're here now at 731-1230 in Las Vegas and 866-820-5528 if you're calling from out of town. So please do call us. We love to hear from you and hear your thoughts on anything for your home. I do have a little report that I wanted to do a long time ago, but I didn't. And this report, this spread, I should say, photo spread, was in Unique Home Magazine in the 80s. And I happened to be responsible for designing the governor's mansion in Maryland. And it was the summer home of William T. Hamilton, who was a congressman, senator, and governor in the state of Maryland. And guess who his best friends were, guys?
Don't have a clue.
Andrew Jackson and Henry Clay.
Andrew Jackson and Henry Clay. Wow.
Yes. Amazing, awesome. Wasn't it? And there was a slave block on the property while I was decorating the mansion, and it said, from this slave block, Andrew Jackson and Henry Clay spoke in the year 1850. And it was the original slave block. I checked it out. So this place had an amazing history. It actually had a slave kitchen, and it had a bell in the dining room that if you rang it on the dining room table, it went into the slave kitchen in the basement. And I had taken one of my trips there to work with Marion's mother, my Aunt V, and Eva's Aunt V, and of course Laura too, but you didn't know her, Chris. I think she passed when you were, did you know her?
I think she did.
Yeah. Maybe. But anyway, Aunt V and I used to travel a lot together, and she came to the governor's mansion with me, and we heard some noises down in the basement one afternoon, and we saw a light coming
spirits.
From up there. Yeah, well, you know, the floors were so old that there was kind of like cracks in them, and you could see the light from underneath.
Ooh,
it was really their original floors. So, you know, being the brave soul that my aunt was, which I was not, I said, okay, let's go down there, but you go first.
Wow, I couldn't have did it.
We did it, and we held hands, and I had never been down there. The mansion had 31 rooms, and it was 5 stories high, and I really never went down there because I was afraid to go. I didn't know what the heck was down there. Uh-huh. So we went down together, and we actually saw the hearth where the slaves used to cook meals for the guests in the house and the family in the house. But I don't know if you guys know this, that I'm sure you do, and those folks out there listening, that Maryland was a turncoat state.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So they started out being southern for the southern, and then they went northern. So they called it the turncoat state, and a lot went on in that state during the Civil War. So, but this mansion was beautiful. I have photos of it. If Laura can come over and take some photos of my photos, it's in a big, big frame, so it's kind of hard. I don't have, you know, all the originals I had are framed now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we might be able to take the hand wand scanner and do a
scan. Just do a scan. But the house
was
gorgeous, girls. It was an Oak Hill. It was called Oak Hill Mansion, and I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. I just thought it was so much fun to do.
I could never live in a house that big. I'm
so scary.
So scared of it.
Well, it was. I had a few ghost stories that I'll tell another time, but it was really spooky. I never thought there were ghosts until I lived in this house.
But
wow.
How many times did you actually see the light when you?
Three times. I was told not to move a photograph of Governor Hamilton's wife, and I moved it to wallpaper. That was a mistake.
Okay, you upset the house.
That was a mistake. So we'll talk about that another time.
Very interesting.
I know. So, Eva, you have a report on vitamin D.
Yes, I have a little report that came out of, what was the source here?
I'll look for you. I think it was
Allure.
Allure
it was
Magazine,
out of Allure.
2012 May. Yeah.
There's two ways to get vitamin D, and they're both UV free. So there's, you know, the quest is for healthy bones is no excuse for slipping into a string bikini and onto a chase lounge. Your body does make vitamin D when exposed to sunlight. I know there's a person sitting in the studio right now that could use some sunlight. My Laura Lash, she's very fair,
but
beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, she stays away from the sun. Her skin is amazing.
Right.
Very porcelain-like. But to produce the daily recommended allowance for women, it's about 600 IU, and that's the Help me with that.
International units.
University of Indiana. Yeah.
University of Indiana.
No,
for women up to age 70, it's 800. So as you get older, you require a little bit more. And for those older than 70, we'd require the average woman to spend up to an hour in the sun every week. So I know, you know, whenever you do get out there, though, listeners, that you should be sure to put that sunscreen on, because the UV rays are so strong here in Las Vegas, and it does get so warm. You have to protect your skin. The diet tips that they've given you here in the article is that you should be drinking 2 glasses of milk a day, and that's enough to meet the daily requirement, and also eating a single portion of swordfish or salmon or tuna. And the other good thing to eat would be yogurt and eggs and some cereal, or those are all also good sources, also sources of protein as well. So it helps to fill you up as well. So and then supplements, you know, a lot of people take supplements to help them with their deficiencies in the body. So, you know, be sure and ask your doctor to check your levels. And if you need an extra, a little bit, take a supplement. And, you know, be sure and check with your doctor to make sure that, you know, you don't have any risk of contradictions with anything else that you might be taking. Mm-hmm. Your body may store vitamin D, which can be toxic. So, you know, it's important to have yourself tested and get it checked out.
You know, my doctor just called for blood tests for me, and vitamin D check was on there.
Really?
I've never seen that on my blood test before, which is unusual, but it was the first time. So I will be having that test, and I'll let you girls know how that came out. But I do take vitamin D every day, and I have for years.
So you should be good. Your level
should be good.
High.
Yes. God only knows what else is there going on,
well,
but at least the D, I think, is good.
Vitamin too has a good multivitamin is good to take. Mm-hmm. It helps you with your deficiencies, also gives you energy. You know, and
yes. And you know what, Eva, I heard that this is unusual, too. I think it was Mary Lou Henner that said it, that it's not the calcium that we're missing as we get older for bone density. It's the magnesium, which I'd like to, you know, Google that and find out if that's true or not. Because, you know, we've always been told that calcium was the key to mm-hmm. keeping our bones healthy. So this is something we should find out about. Where are we now, girls?
Well,
what do you want to talk about?
Talking about health, right. I think that there's an interesting article on tanning beds.
Oh, yeah,
and
the tanning beds.
We saw the tanning lady on the news a couple weeks ago.
Gosh.
I could not believe that person was actually real when
her
I saw
face?
Her.
She was addicted.
I felt so bad
for
her. I mean, to be that obsessed with tanning yourself, to look like that, I mean, she scared
it
me.
Was
the
not
poor
normal.
Thing.
It wasn't normal.
She
I'm sorry,
me.
Tanning lady, but you just,
I mean,
I'm sorry.
She scared
it
me.
It wasn't attractive.
I mean, because she looks so, you know, like burned, and so her skin, you know, the sad part about it is that the dryness will dry you to death. I mean, it will take all the beautiful collagen out of your skin and suck the life out of you. And people don't realize how dangerous that is. If you go to a skincare specialist, it's some dangerous stuff. So what this article, Eva, was in Allure magazine also, 2012.
Uh-huh. Do you know the author who wrote this?
I don't see one.
Oh, it's Alexandria Owens. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. I don't see one. But I want to tell you what products I use instead of going in the sun. And I use a tanning towel by L'Oreal. Mm-hmm. And it's a bronze color, and on my legs, because that's part, you know, in the summer where you want your legs in a bathing suit to look nice. And I also use Jergens moisturizing lotion that has color in it. And I'll tell you what, that does the trick. I mean, my legs look so nice. The more you put on, the darker it gets. So you really, if you're fair skinned like me, you only need a couple of treatments of it, you know, when you come out of the shower. And those are so safe. You don't have to go in a tanning bed and get burned up and get all your collagen lost. And you don't have to go out in the sun and sit under these horrible rays. You know, it's just,
you know, unsafe.
Sally's makes the best.
Sally's does too?
Yeah, they have an airbrush instant bronze, I believe is what it's called. And it's like about $10.
Oh, yeah.
And it's my favorite. I love to be orange all the time. So
I love spray.
Well, that's
tans
my friend
too.
Destiny makes fun of me. She always says I'm orange.
That's great. I mean, a spray. I don't know
Sally
too much
Hansen
about
also
spray
makes,
tans.
Like, a spray
but
makeup that washes
oh, yeah,
off
that's
the
true.
Day of so
that's
you don't
true.
Get like the weird.
Yeah, the weird streaks or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've used the spray tans
have
before.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, really quick, and you start to see immediate results within about, you know, an hour or so. Start to see the tan, and you can ask for different levels of tanning. So, and you know, the nice thing about it is you get the spray tan on there. It lasts for like 2 weeks, and then you know you're not damaging your skin.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about that, the one takeaway out of this article is that, you know, in these tanning salons, you got to make sure that they sanitize the beds properly, because there's all sorts of bacteria and E. coli and found, you know, and you can get staph infections. So one of the things you got to be careful, and I know that, you know, these tanning, there's lots of tanning salons and everyone loves to be tanned, but just, you know, ask them about their housekeeping and sanitation before you, you know, actually buy a membership.
I would think that the light that the beds give off would kill the staph virus.
I don't know.
You know?
Obviously like not, I guess, right?
You know,
if they're saying to
the
be careful,
blue light that's
wouldn't you think?
Do it,
but probably not,
I
Laura.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they sell those wands, you know, that like sanitizing wands, the lights. Yeah. And it's like, I know my friend had one. I'm like, oh, I'm going to tan myself with this. And I burnt myself really bad.
Did you? I want to talk a minute. We only have a few minutes left for the show, guys. But I wanted to talk a minute about Small Business Saturday, because Eva and my mission for this show is to encourage small business to group together and get strong in our community. Because of the recession, we've had a lot of issues with small businesses going out because we didn't have support for them. And I'm encouraging people to please write to us on our Facebook page, Home Sweet Home.
Or send us email at Home Sweet Home. homeradio.1@gmail.com.
That's right. homesweethomeradio.1@gmail.com, right. I'm encouraging people to call in because I want to hear your views on how we can get small business really going in this town again. And I would love to try to form a group. Right now, I've just been so busy with a couple of projects, but I'd really like to try for us to form a group of small business people that can help each other and grow into a Small Business Saturday function a few times a year, where we encourage our local people to come to us with incentive to shop. So I think that would be a good thing. Right, Eva?
That would be like networking.
I know. It's networking, but it's also building community strength and small business, which I feel good about that. I feel passionate about that, you know? So
we'd like to close. I'd like to suggest that what we do today is also, play a little bit more of the song that Linda wrote for us at the closing today.
Sure. And that'd be nice. That'd be nice. Is there...
It's such a great song. It's so catchy.
Yeah, it is. It's really cute. I know we had a report on... What kind of water was it?
Oh, alkaline water.
Alkaline water. Laura drinks that occasionally.
I love alkaline water. They actually have a store just dedicated to it off of Spring Mountain and in between... Off of, was it Spring Mountain and Rainbow, in between Flamingo and Spring Mountain, I believe?
Yes, the Walmart shopping center.
Oh, the Walmart shopping center and Rainbow.
Yeah, they have
where
amazing
Spring Mountain
people
is.
That
yeah.
work in the store. And
oh, they're so sweet. Yep.
And that's good for you because?
Because, well, it's good for you because it actually...
It helps. It's okay.
It
you
helps
can
hydrate
keep going.
You. You know, I tried it, and it makes you feel better. You don't get sometimes when you drink water, you get like an acidy feeling in your tummy.
Yeah.
Well, when I tried the alkaline water, I didn't kind of get that. So.
Really?
It actually does help with acid reflux.
Yep.
Oh, good. But you can't keep it around for long. Didn't you say you have to drink
only,
it right away?
Keeps its pH balance for about 2 days, and then it's no longer
good. It's no good
so
anymore.
You gotta drink that gallon right away.
It forces you to drink your water.
That's Love makes it. Sense. Okay, so we wanted to play our song a little bit today to let you hear it again, because it's really great, and we're really proud of Linda for creating that. And we're gonna close now. We have about a minute and a half left, but we want to say thanks for listening today, and please tune in next week, because we always have a lot of information to share about your home and you in it. So we're going to sign off. I'm Leslie Lovell.
And Eva Mango.
Laura Lash.
And it's not just Coffee Talk.
Home is where you hang your hat when you're walking through your door. Home is where you put your feet up, kick your shoes off on the floor. Home is where you pull the shades as the sun sets in the west. Let's toast the life we're living and the place we love the best. Here's to home, sweet home, nothing better than home sweet home. Can't wait to get home sweet home, where you're the king of the castle, the lady of the house. Home's the shower where you sing, where you keep your favorite things. Home is life and what it means. It's your sweet home. Home's the pillow on your bed, where you lay your sleepy head. And when all is done and said, you're home sweet home. Talking about home sweet home, nothing better than home sweet home. Can't wait to get home sweet home, where friends stop to chat when they see your welcome mat.